we invite you to tune in to our 24/7 internet radio. It is loaded with edifying sermons, music, and other programs. You can listen to Stream Globe Radio at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled, No More Curses. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from Proverbs chapter 26, verse 2. Like a flitting sparrow, like a flying swallow, so a curse without cause shall not alight. I have just read from the New King James Version. Two witches were discussing a young man whose destiny they wanted to destroy. Which A was the senior witch, while which B was the apprentice? Which B, this boy will really cause us trouble in the future. Why don't we just put a curse on him now? Which A, do you think it's possible to curse someone like him who has no dealings with our kingdom? Haven't you heard that a curse without a cause cannot stand? He is heavily covered because of the blood of the Holy One. Which B, what do we do now? Which A, we don't have to waste our time trying to curse him and failing. Let's use our old trick. Let's send thoughts and words to him, making him believe he is under a curse. Also, let's get him to be polluted by sin. Which B, what good will that do? Which A, if we can get him to believe he's under a curse, he will never prosper again because he will be defeated from within. And if we can get him to stay polluted with sin, that would make it very easy for us to cast a spell on him. The Bible makes it clear that if you are in Christ, all curses have been nailed to the cross. Colossians 2:14, Galatians 3:13. Christ has cleansed you from every curse. As a disciple of Christ, you shouldn't be as preoccupied with breaking curses as you should be with abiding in Christ and growing in him. As you truly grow, all lingering effects of any curses will fade away. Go into today knowing that no curse can follow you into the secret place, and that is where you dwell, Psalm 91. Confession. I am fruitful in every good work. I am increasing in the knowledge of God, and I'm walking in a manner pleasing to the Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Today's yearly Bible reading shall be taken from Joshua chapters 16 to 20. This Bible reading plan is continuous. If you begin with us today, by this time next year, you will have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The reading comes up next. Joshua chapter 16 to 20.
The allotment for Joseph began at the Jordan, east of the springs of Jericho, and went up from there through the desert into the hill country of Bethel. It went on from Bethel, that is Luz, crossed over to the territory of the Archites in Ataroth, descended westward to the territory of the Japhletites as far as the region of Lower Beth-horon and on to Gezer, ending at the Mediterranean Sea. So Manasseh and Ephraim, the descendants of Joseph, received their inheritance. This was the territory of Ephraim, according to its clans. The boundary of their inheritance went from Ataroth-Adar in the east to Upper Beth-horon and continued to the Mediterranean Sea. From Michmethath on the north, it curved eastward to Taanath-Shiloh, passing by it to Genoa on the east. Then it went down from Genoa to Ataroth and Naarah, touched Jericho, and came out at the Jordan. From Tappua, the border went west to the Cana Ravine and ended at the Mediterranean Sea. This was the inheritance of the tribe of the Ephraimites, according to its clans. It also included all the towns and their villages that were set aside for the Ephraimites within the inheritance of the Manassites. They did not dislodge the Canaanites living in Gezer. To this day, the Canaanites live among the people of Ephraim, but are required to do forced labor. This was the allotment for the tribe of Manasseh as Joseph's firstborn, that is, for Machir, Manasseh's firstborn. Machir was the ancestor of the Gileadites, who had received Gilead and Bashan, because the Machirites were great soldiers. So this allotment was for the rest of the people of Manasseh, the clans of Abiezer, Helek, Asriel, Shechem, Hepher, and Shemaida. These are the other male descendants of Manasseh, son of Joseph, by their clans. Now Zelophehad, son of Hepher, the son of Gilead, the son of Machir, the son of Manasseh, had no sons, but only daughters, whose names were Mahla, Noah, Hogla, Milcah, and Tirzah. They went to Eleazar the priest, Joshua son of Nun, and the leaders, and said,
"The Lord commanded Moses to give us an inheritance among our relatives."
So Joshua gave them an inheritance along with the brothers of their father, according to the Lord's command. Manasseh's share consisted of 10 tracts of land besides Gilead and Bashan east of the Jordan, because the daughters of the tribe of Manasseh received an inheritance among the sons. The land of Gilead belonged to the rest of the descendants of Manasseh. The territory of Manasseh extended from Asher to Michmethath east of Shechem. The boundary ran southward from there to include the people living at En-Tappuah. Manasseh had the land of Tappuah, but Tappuah itself on the boundary of Manasseh belonged to the Ephraimites. Then the boundary continued south to the Cana Ravine. There were towns belonging to Ephraim lying among the towns of Manasseh. But the boundary of Manasseh was the northern side of the ravine and ended at the Mediterranean Sea. On the south, the land belonged to Ephraim. On the north, to Manasseh. The territory of Manasseh reached the Mediterranean Sea and bordered Asher on the north and Issachar on the east. Within Issachar and Asher, Manasseh also had Beth-Shan, Ibleam, and the people of Dor, Endor, Teonak, and Megiddo, together with their surrounding settlements. The third in the list is Naphoth. Yet the Manassites were not able to occupy these towns, for the Canaanites were determined to live in that region. However, when the Israelites grew stronger, they subjected the Canaanites to forced labor, but did not drive them out completely. The people of Joseph said to Joshua,
"Why have you given us only one allotment and one portion for an inheritance? We are a numerous people, and the Lord has blessed us abundantly."
"If you are so numerous,"
Joshua answered,
"and if the hill country of Ephraim is too small for you, go up into the forest and clear land for yourselves there in the land of the Perizzites and Rephaites."
The people of Joseph replied,
"The hill country is not enough for us. And all the Canaanites who live in the plain have chariots fitted with iron, both those in Bashan and its settlements, and those in the valley of Jezreel."
But Joshua said to the house of Joseph, to Ephraim and Manasseh,
"You are numerous and very powerful. You will have not only one allotment, but the forested hill country as well. Clear it, and its farthest limits will be yours. Though the Canaanites have chariots fitted with iron, and though they are strong, you can drive them out."
The whole assembly of the Israelites gathered at Shiloh and set up the tent of meeting there. The country was brought under their control, but there were still 7 Israelite tribes who had not yet received their inheritance. So Joshua said to the Israelites,
"How long will you wait before you begin to take possession of the land that the Lord, the God of your ancestors, has given you? Appoint 3 men from each tribe. I will send them out to make a survey of the land and to write a description of it, according to the inheritance of each. Then they will return to me. You are to divide the land into 7 parts. Judah is to remain in his territory on the south, and the house of Joseph in his territory on the north. After you have written descriptions of the 7 parts of the land, bring them here to me, and I will cast lots for you in the presence of the Lord our God. The Levites, however, do not get a portion among you, because the priestly service of the Lord is their inheritance. And Gad, Reuben, and the half-tribe of Manasseh have already received their inheritance on the east side of the Jordan. Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave it to them."
As the men started on their way to map out the land, Joshua instructed them,
"Go and make a survey of the land and write a description of it. Then return to me, and I will cast lots for you here at Shiloh in the presence of the Lord."
So they left and went through the land. They wrote its description on a scroll, town by town, in 7 parts, and returned to Joshua in the camp at Shiloh. Joshua then cast lots for them in Shiloh in the presence of the Lord, and there he distributed the land to the Israelites according to their tribal divisions. The first lot came up for the tribe of Benjamin according to its clans. Their allotted territory lay between the tribes of Judah and Joseph. On the north side, their boundary began at the Jordan, past the northern slope of Jericho, and headed west into the hill country, coming out at the wilderness of Beth-Aven. From there it crossed to the south slope of Luz, that is, Bethel, and went down to Ataroth-Adar, on the hill south of lower Beth-Horon. From the hill facing Beth-Horon on the south, the boundary turned south along the western side and came out at Kiriath-Baal, that is, Kiriath-Jearim, a town of the people of Judah. This was the western side. The southern side began at the outskirts of Kiriath-Jearim on the west, and the boundary came out at the spring of the waters of Nephtoah. The boundary went down to the foot of the hill, facing the valley of Ben-Hinnom, north of the valley of Rephaim. It continued down the Hinnom Valley along the southern slope of the Jebusite city, and so to En-Rogel. It then curved north, went to En-Shemesh, continued to Goliath, which faces the pass of Adummim, and ran down to the stone of Bohan, son of Reuben. It continued to the northern slope of Beth-Araba, and on down into the Araba. It then went to the northern slope of Beth-Hogla and came out at the northern bay of the Dead Sea, at the mouth of the Jordan in the south. This was the southern boundary. The Jordan formed the boundary on the eastern side. These were the boundaries that marked out the inheritance of the clans of Benjamin on all sides. The tribe of Benjamin, according to its clans, had the following towns: Jericho, Beth-Hogla, Emek-Kezes, Beth-Araba, Zemaraim, Bethel, Avim, Parah, Ophrah, Kephar-Ammoni, Aphni, and Geba. 12 towns and their villages: Gibeon, Ramah, Beeroth, Mizpah, Kephirah, Mosah, Rechem, Irpeel, Taralah, Zelah, Haileth, the Jebusite city, that is Jerusalem, Gibeah, and Kiriath, 14 towns and their villages. This was the inheritance of Benjamin for its clans. The second lot came out for the tribe of Simeon according to its clans. Their inheritance lay within the territory of Judah. It included Beersheba or Sheba, Molada, Hazer Shaul, Bela, Ezem, Eltolad, Bethuel, Horma, Ziklag, Beth Markabeth, Hazer Susa, Beth Lebaeth, and Sheruan, 13 towns and their villages: Ain, Rimmon, Ether, and Ashen, 4 towns and their villages, and all the villages around these towns as far as Baalath-Beer, Ramah in the Negev. This was the inheritance of the tribe of the Simeonites according to its clans. The inheritance of the Simeonites was taken from the share of Judah, because Judah's portion was more than they needed. So the Simeonites received their inheritance within the territory of Judah. The third lot came up for Zebulun according to its clans. The boundary of their inheritance went as far as Sarid. Going west, it ran to Marilah, touched Dabesheth, and extended to the ravine near Jokneam. It turned east from Sarid toward the sunrise to the territory of Kisloth Tabor, and went on to Dabarath and up to Japhia. Then it continued eastward to Gath Hepher and Eth Kazin. It came out at Rimmon and turned toward Nea. There the boundary went around on the north to Hanathon and ended at the valley of Iftah-El. Included were Katheth, Nahalal, Shimron, Idala, and Bethlehem. There were 12 towns and their villages. These towns and their villages were the inheritance of Zebulun, according to its clans. The fourth lot came out for Issachar, according to its clans. Their territory included Jezreel, Kisaloth, Shunem, Hapharaim, Shion, Unaharath, Rabbith, Kishion, Ebis, Remeth, Enganim, Enhada, and Beth Pazes. The boundary touched Tabor, Shahazuma, and Beth Shemesh, and ended at the Jordan. There were 16 towns and their villages. These towns and their villages were the inheritance of the tribe of Issachar according to its clans. The fifth lot came out for the tribe of Asher according to its clans. Their territory included Helkath, Halai, Beten, Akshaph, Elamelech, Amad, and Mishal. On the west, the boundary touched Carmel and Sihor-Libnath. It then turned east toward Beth Dagon, touched Zebulun and the valley of Iftael, and went north to Beth Emek and Neiel, passing Kabul on the left. It went to Abdon, Rehob, Hammon, and Cana, as far as Greater Sidon. The boundary then turned back toward Ramah and went to the fortified city of Tyre, turned toward Hosa, and came out at the Mediterranean Sea in the region of Akzib, Uma, Aphek, and Rehob. There were 22 towns and their villages. These towns and their villages were the inheritance of the tribe of Asher, according to its clans. The sixth lot came out for Naphtali, according to its clans. Their boundary went from Heleph and the large tree in Zeunaim, passing Adumai Nekib and Jabneel to Lachem and ending at the Jordan. The boundary ran west through Asnath Tabor and came out at Hukok. It touched Zebulun on the south, Asher on the west, and the Jordan on the east. The fortified towns were Zedib, Zer, Hamath, Raketh, Kinnereth, Adama, Ramah, Hazor, Kedish, Edrei, Enhazor, Iron, Migdal El, Horam, Beth Anath, and Beth Shemesh. There were 19 towns and their villages. These towns and their villages were the inheritance of the tribe of Naphtali, according to its clans. The seventh lot came out for the tribe of Dan, according to its clans. The territory of their inheritance included Zorah, Eshtaol, Ir Shemesh, Sheolabin, Ajalon, Ithlah, Elon, Timnah, Ekron, Eltaka, Gibbethon, Beulath, Jehud, Beni-Birak, Gath-Rimmon, Mijarkin, and Rakin, with the area facing Joppa. When the territory of the Danites was lost to them, they went up and attacked Leshem, took it, put it to the sword, and occupied it. They settled in Leshem and named it Dan after their ancestor. These towns and their villages were the inheritance of the tribe of Dan, according to its clans. When they had finished dividing the land into its allotted portions, the Israelites gave Joshua, son of Nun, an inheritance among them, as the Lord had commanded. They gave him the town he asked for, Timnath-Serah, in the hill country of Ephraim, and he built up the town and settled there. These are the territories that Eleazar the priest, Joshua son of Nun, and the heads of the tribal clans of Israel assigned by lot at Shiloh in the presence of the Lord at the entrance to the tent of meeting, and so they finished dividing the land. Then the Lord said to Joshua,
"Tell the Israelites to designate the cities of refuge, as I instructed you through Moses, so that anyone who kills a person accidentally and unintentionally may flee there and find protection from the Avenger of Blood. When they flee to one of these cities, they are to stand in the entrance of the city gate and state their case before the elders of that city. Then the elders are to admit them into their city and give them a place to live with them. If the Avenger of Blood pursues them, the elders must not surrender the accused because they killed their neighbor unintentionally and without malice, aforethought. They are to stay in that city until they have stood trial before the assembly and until the death of the high priest who is serving at that time. Then they may go back to their own homes. in the town from which they fled.
So they set apart Kedesh in Galilee, in the hill country of Naphtali, Shechem in the hill country of Ephraim, and Kiriath Arba, that is, Hebron, in the hill country of Judah. East of the Jordan, on the other side from Jericho, they designated Bezer in the wilderness on the plateau in the tribe of Reuben, Ramoth in Gilead in the tribe of Gad, and Golan in Bashan in the tribe of Manasseh. Any of the Israelites or any foreigner residing among them who killed someone accidentally could flee to these designated cities and not be killed by the avenger of blood prior to standing trial before the assembly.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.